Is there anyone else that would like to introduce themselves?
Hare Krishna Mataji, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev. Please accept my humble obeisances. This is Chinmayi Vrajapriya Devidasi from Charlotte.
Hare Krishna Chinmayi Vrajapriya Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Thank you very much for joining the class, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Okay, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Today we are fortunate to have Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat from Adi Khanda 4.65 and onwards. Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you very much Mataji for giving your valuable time and your association. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear Megha Mataji. Thank you so much for your very, very warm and sweet welcome. And thank you, everyone, for joining us on this another good day, auspicious day to hear Chaitanya Bhagavata. Actually, Narad Muni, I was just remembering that, you know, sometimes we say good day, bad day, you know, when we have some plans to go for a picnic and suddenly it rains heavily. And then what happens? That, you know, all our plans get spoiled, you know. And then we say, oh, today is not a good day because our plans were not successful. But Narad Muni, Narad Pancharatra says that, actually, the day on which we don't hear Krishna Katha is not a good day. But we are so fortunate that because of this forum, we get to hear Krishna Katha, we get to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and of course, so many beautiful stories in the kids' session. So, you know, for us, every day is a good day because we get to associate with Sri Krishna and his good, nice devotees. So yes, today is a good day. We will be discussing Chaitanya Bhagavat. We'll be continuing our session on Chaitanya Bhagavat. And right now on Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's just a storyline, very beautiful pastimes, childhood pastimes of our Sachinandan Gaurahari is being discussed, which are so beautiful. So we'll continue with that. We'll be simply reading, understanding those verses under the guidance of His Divine Grace, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who has written extensive purports, beautiful translations, and of course, what Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote. So thank you once again for your wonderful association. So we'll move on. Let's offer our prayers and then we will go ahead with Chaitanya Bhagavat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchatatvatatam Krishna Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktakmataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschal ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣಿ ವಾಂಛಾ ಕಲ್ಪಾತ ರೂಪಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಚ ಅತೀತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ್ ಆದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲುಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಃ ತಂಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ. ಗುರುವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯ ತದಾಲಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಆನಂದ ಲೀಲಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹೇಮಾಭ ದಿವ್ಯ ಛವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾ ಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಆಜಾನುಲಂಬಿತಭುಜೌ ಕನಕಾವದಾತೌ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನೈಕಪಿತರೌ ಕಮಲಾಯತಾಕ್ಷೌ ವಿಶ್ವಂಭರೌ ದ್ವಿಜಭರೌ ಯುಗಧರ್ಮಪಾಲೌ ವಂದೇ ಜಗತ್ಪ್ರಿಯಕರೌ ಕರುಣಾವತಾರೌ. ಜಯತಿ ಜಯತಿ ದೇವಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರೋ ಜಯತಿ ಜಯತಿ ಕೀರ್ತಿಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯ ಪವಿತ್ರ ಜಯತಿ ಜಯತಿ ಭೃತ್ಯಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವಮೂರ್ತೇರ್ ಜಯತಿ ಜಯತಿ ನೃತ್ಯಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಿಯಾನಾಂ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಭಾಗವತ್ ವೇರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಿಂಗ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ he discussed that how the child was now 4 months old and he was crawling and he break all the pots, he was making the mess around the whole house, but still Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra not thinking that our Nimai can do this, you know, they are simply engaged thinking that maybe, you know, somebody has come and because our child is protected with some mantras, he was not able to harm the child, and therefore that daitya, that demon, out of frustration have made all this mess and just ran away. So, and also now we were discussing about the name giving ceremony and how we discussed that how Nilambar Chakravarti saw the astrological chart. And also one learned Brahmana also saw the astrological chart, and that Brahmana named him as Navadvip Chandra and also Vishvambara. And then after Nilambar Chakravarti, when he also saw the chart, he also named Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our dear little golden boy, not the blue boy, but the golden boy, as Shri Vishambara. But all the ladies who were also present there, all the friends of Mother Shachi, they also called him as, they also named him and called him as Nimai. So we stopped there and we saw that how Vrindavan Das Thakur is being ecstatic by writing this entire Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he's moving from one scene to another, to and fro, moving back and forth. So this way, our Vrindavan Das Thakur getting ecstatic while writing Chaitanya Bhagavat. And so he is just simply now describing, you know, whatever that comes to his, you know, in his Samadhi Dasha, in his pastime, in his envision, whatever he could see, he's simply writing. So now after that name-giving ceremony happened, the child was named Nimai, and hereafter we'll also call him Nimai. Very, very beautiful name given by all the chaste ladies of Navadvip. And then, you know, Mahaprabhu thought that, okay, now the lunar eclipse is over, everybody has stopped chanting. So he devised another plan of crying. And he used to cry profusely. And then all the ladies will chant the name of Hari, Hari, and our little Nimai will stop crying. So this way he is inducing everybody to always be in the mood of Sankirtan and always chant the name of Hari. So we stopped there, and yesterday His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu was discussing all these beautiful pastimes. And then we also heard a beautiful song by brothers Arjun Sakha Prabhu and Amarendra Prabhu, and of course Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. So we ended on a happy note, yes, and now we'll continue. So let me share my screen so that everybody can see instead of me reading from the book. Okay, so we stopped at 64, right? Yeah, Prabhu stopped at 65. Yeah. So, hey, Mate Khariya Nija Sankirtana Dina Dina Bade Prabhu Shri Sachinandan. And in this way, the Supreme Lord, our dear Shri Sachinandan, our dear Nimai, he inspired everyone to chant his holy names as he grew up day by day. Now, again, our Vrindavan Das Thakur is coming to the point of crawling. He already discussed, you know, a little synopsis of when he was crawling at that pastime he discussed. But again, he's coming back. So back and forth, we will see that how Vrindavan Das Thakur moves on. And now he's saying,
Janu gati chale Prabhu Parama Sundara Katite kinkini bhaje ati manohara.
Janu gati. Janu means knees, and gati means walking. So walking by knees, that means our Nimai has started crawling. And Prabhu chale Prabhu parama sundara. And crawling of our Nimai is very, very beautiful. It's not the crawling of mere mortal souls like me or like any other living being. You know, yes, you know, the crawling of every child is sweet. You know, we say, oh, wow, he's so cute. She's so cute. You know, we have that feeling because crawling of every child is sweet. But here is Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Janu gati chale Prabhu parama sundara. It's extremely beautiful. And as he's crawling, Katite kinkini baje ati manohara. Kinkini refers to the waist belts, the belts, you know. So there, Mother Shachi has put a waist belt around Nimai's waist. And that belt has little bells so that when Nimai is crawling, it's making little sounds. So Mother Shachi knows, okay, where my child is, you know. So katite kinkini baje ati manohara, and that kinkini, that bells that is ringing because of Vadiya Nimai's crawling is ati manohara. It's also very, very musical, very, very melodious. So this way our Nimai is crawling.
Parama nirbhaya sarva angane vihare kibha agni sarpa yaha dekhe tai dhare.
Parama nirbhaya, out of fearlessness, you know, our Nimai is walking. Of course, our Nimai is fear because one who takes shelter of Nimai, one who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord becomes nirbhaya, right?
Abhay charna ravindare.
So even bhajahure mana, Shri Nandanandana, Abhaya Charana Ravindare, one who worships the lotus feet of Shri Nandanandana, naturally they becomes nirbhay. So here our Supreme Lord is there. So he is Parama Nirbhay, very, very fearlessly, Sarva Angana Vihare, in that entire Angana, in the entire courtyard of Jagannath Mishra, our Nimai is simply crawling. Kiva Agni, and sometimes he will just catch hold of that fire. sarpa, sometimes some snakes, yaha dekhe tahi dhare. And whatever he finds here and there, he'll just grab it. That's the tendency of a normal child also. You know, when the child is crawling, no matter whatever the child finds out, just grab it and the first thing will be put it in his mouth. And this tendency is coming from our Supreme Lord. So, kiba agni sarpa yaha dekhe tahi dhare. Whatever our Nimai sees, whether it's a fire or it's a snake, our Nimai will immediately try to grab it. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing one beautiful pastimes. Ekadina, once upon a time. Ekadina eka sarpa vadite vedaya dhari line sarpa prabhu balaka leelaya. And in that balaka leela, in that childhood mood, what happened that one day eka sarpa vadite, one house snake entered into vedaya. Vedaya means the angan, the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra. One snake came, right? And dharilina sarpa, and Mahaprabhu, our dear Nimai, immediately caught hold of that sarpa, and in a very childish sport, because that's the way the child acts. You know, whatever they see, they try to grab it. So not being cognizant, of course, our Supreme Lord is all cognizant, but right now in his childhood mood, no, he just grabbed that snake without being cognizant that it's a snake. Kundali kariya sarpa rahile vediya thakura thakila krara uparashuya. Then what happened? Kundali kariya. Kundali actually means snake, but our Vrindavan Das Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada, he writes that, you know, it refers to the coils. So kundali, the snake, it was a huge snake. It was not an ordinary snake. The huge snake entered, and that snake made a coil, you know, of his entire body and with his fangs on the top. And, you know, this way the snake was sitting, was laying down. And Thakura Thakila Tare Upa Ishuya. And our dear Nimai, what he did? He laid down on that serpent. Of course, our Nimai, who is he? He is Lord Sri Krishna, who came into different avatars, right? Because he comes as Shirodakshai Vishnu, as Garbhadakshai Vishnu, as Karanodakshai Vishnu. And in all these incarnations, what he is doing? He is simply laying down on a big serpent, on Anantashesh. So Anantashesh is serving the Supreme Lord, the three Purusha avataras. How he is serving? In a form of a cozy bed. You know, he's making that cozy bed for Vishnu to lie down. You know, Karnodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu, they all are lying down on that serpent, and that serpent is making a beautiful cozy bed for Vishnu to lie down. So our Nimai knows, you know, he's used to it. So now what he did, as soon as he saw the snake, and the snake has made a nice, you know, coiled around his entire body and has made a nice bed. So our Nimai just went. He went on the top of the coils of the snake and he slept. Shuya, upara shuya, and he slept. Athe vyathe sabha dekhi hai hai kare shuya hasena prabhu sarpera upare. And athe vyathe means asta vyasta hokar, like from here and there without like thinking what to do and what not to do. Athe vyathe sabha dekhi, everybody is seeing, you know, that this is what has happened. Our Nimai is now on the coils of that snake, and they're saying hi hi means what to do and what not to do. Shuya hasena prabhu, and our sleeping Nimai is simply smiling, and he simply sleeping on that serpent. Oh, sarpare upare, on the serpent he's sleeping and he is simply smiling. Now, this is actually the condition of everybody. Now, see, just put yourself in the mood of all the Navadvipasis, especially in the mood of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Shachi. Their little Nimai is on the bed, on the laps, on the coils of serpent.
And now they cannot do anything. So because if they go and try to take the child, then, you know, they are in a fear that maybe that, you know, because snakes, you know, the snake will also fear, you know, will have some kind of fear. So in that fear, maybe snake can bit the child. So they are simply thinking that, you know, the snake can harm our child, right? So they cannot do anything. And they just cannot stand like this also. Because their nimai is on the serpent, you know, it's not an ordinary thing. Because for Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, he is not a Supreme Lord. He is a small little baby, right? So how can they just let go of it? It's such a condition. So similarly, sometimes we jivas also fall into some or the other situations where we want to do something, but we are helpless. We cannot do. Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra and all the Navadvip Vasis who were seeing this incident, this pastime, they were helpless. They can't do anything. They cannot go near the snake in the fear that the snake may harm the child. And they cannot just stand like this because after all, their nimai is on the coils of that serpent. So such a helpless condition they were in. Similarly, sometimes we are also put into such a helpless condition where we want to do something, but we cannot do. Our hands are tied up with the three modes of material nature, tied up with the circumstances that we cannot do anything. And at that time, what is the solution? What should be done? The only solution is to take shelter of Krishna or his pure devotees. That's the only leftover thing that is left for us. You know, the only path that is left in such a helpless circumstances, in such a helpless situation, is to take shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord or to take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. That's the surrenderance. That is what Sharanagati is. Right? And same thing is being taught by Jagannath Mishra and all the Navadvip Vasis. What they did? Garuda, Garuda, Bali, Dake, Sarva, Jana, Pita, Mati, Adab, Adi, Bhai, Karaya, Krandana. They also called upon Garuda, Garuda, because they also want to offer their prayers. They were calling out the pure devotee of a Lord because they know that Garuda is, you know, is the only one that can protect their child from the snake. So snakes are fear of Garudas, you know. So they are calling out Garuda, Garuda. And they were Pita, Mata, like Mother Shachi, Jagannath Mishra, Adi, and all the Navadvip Vasis, Bhai, out of fear, Karaye Krandana. They were crying profusely. It was not something superficial. It was their darling child was in a danger. So naturally, they were crying profusely and they were calling out. At the same time, they took shelter of the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, Garuda, Garuda, and they were crying out. And basically, they were just praying. They were offering their prayers so that their nimai can be protected. And that's what is left for us, that we should also offer prayers. Sometimes some devotee is in such a helpless condition and we are not able to offer our own help. Maybe because of some distance, you know, that devotee is far away. Or sometimes, you know, like these days, you know, so many things is happening in Ukraine. Just take a live example. We want to do something, but we are helpless. We cannot do anything. Then what is left is just our prayers. His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, he organized the three Maha Narsimha Yagna just to offer the prayers to the Supreme Lord. One was in Ahobilam in Hyderabad, India. One was in Germany, which was Simhachalana, the temple. There is a beautiful Narsingadev temple there. And one is deity, actually, very beautiful Narsimha deity. And the third was here in West Virginia, New Vrindavan. So the three homas back to back was offered. So we cannot do anything. We are helpless in some circumstances, but the only thing left for us is to offer our prayers. We can offer our prayers and Krishna hears the prayers. That's for sure. Krishna hears it, you know. But sometimes, you know, when the things doesn't happen in our favor, we think that Krishna is not hearing, but that's not true. Even if we offer some prayers and Krishna is, and as per us, we think that, oh, our prayers were not heard, but still we should think that it is somewhere hidden mercy of Krishna is there. Krishna wants to teach us something. Krishna wants us to make us learn something. So that is the position of a devotee. The devotee in any circumstances, the only thing left is the prayers. So we should try to offer prayers for everybody. We should, you know, sincerely offer our prayers to the Supreme Lord. Not something superficially, but sincerely. You know, because Vaishnavas are para dukkha dukhi. Seeing the miseries of others, they are themselves very, very, you know, in a miserable condition. So they should offer, at least if nothing can be, if no monetary help, if no emotional help, if no physical help, if nothing can be offered, then at least we can offer some prayers to the Supreme Lord. So that should be done. And that is what is Jagannath Mishra and all the Navadvip Vasis and Mother Sachi is teaching us. That now their child is in such a helpless condition. Actually, child is safe. As per the child, because he is Krishna, he knows where he is. But for the devotee point of view, their child was in a very difficult situation and they themselves were helpless. They cannot do anything. So they were simply calling out, Garuda, Garuda, Bali, Daki, Sarva, Jane. In congregation, everybody was chanting. And Pita, Mata, Adi, Bhai, Khara, Krandan. At the same time, the tears were flowing through their eyes, showing their how much sincerity, with so much sincerity they were calling out, Garuda, Garuda, the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. But then what happened? Chalila ananta shuni sabara krandana punadhari bare yaha shisachi nandana. Chalila ananta shuni. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur is revealing that that snake was not an ordinary snake. He was Anantashesh, who came to see our dear small little baby Nimai in the childhood pastime and want to participate in one of his childhood pastimes so that his name is also glorified in the books of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He can be the part of that pastime. So our Anantashesh came. He was not an ordinary snake. He was Anantashesh who practically came to participate in the childhood pastimes of the Supreme Lord and to see his Supreme Lord in a childhood form. So Chalila Ananta Shuni Sabara Krandana. So whatever Ananta did, when everybody was crying profusely, Ananta is also a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. And he is also Paradukha Dukhi. He was not able to see the cries of Mother Shachi, of Jagannath Mishra and all the Navadvip Vasis. So what he did, he started walking, crawling. You know, he was also leaving that place so that all others are pacified, that there is no harm that is being given to their child. But then our Nimai, what he's doing, what he is doing, Pona Dhari Bare Yana Sari Shachi Nandana. And that Nimai is not letting that serpent to go away. Rather, Nimai is again holding back to that serpent because Nimai knows that he is my devotee who has come to see me. Hearing everyone cry, Lord Ananta began to depart, but the son of Shachi tried again to grab him. Lord Sri Shesha accepted the form of a snake and assisted Gaura Sundar in his childhood pastimes. The people who were present were there considered him an ordinary snake and following worldly custom, they surrendered to Garuda and prayed for Nimai's release from the snake's clutches. That is why Anantadev, the snake, left that place, but the Lord tried to bring him back. So this is another lesson that is there for us, that we should also be in the same, you know, try to be in the same. We cannot be, of course, in the same mood of Ananta because the service of Ananta is also Ananta, you know, is unlimited. But at least we can have this mood of Anantashesh, learn from this pastime that when we also see that other devotees are suffering because of us, we should try to rectify that. We should either leave that place or we should solve the conflict Rather, the point is that we should not provide any, that no devotee should be actually in pain because of us. That, you know, understanding that devotee should have, that nobody should be in pain in any of the suffering because of us. If that understanding we have, then, you know, we can be still on the path of bhakti, because that's the basic understanding. Being para dukkha dukhi, you know, being sorrow, being miserable by seeing others in a miserable condition. And also, on the other hand, when others are being in difficult situation because of us, we should try to avoid that situation ever to come in our life, that somebody should feel difficulty because of us. And when Ananta saw that, you know, because of me present there, you know, everybody is crying, so he immediately left that place.
Dhariya aniya sabhe karalina kole chira jivi hao kari nari gana vole. So dhariya aniya sabha karilina kole. As soon as the snake was going, the serpent, our dear Ananta, when he was leaving that place, and when he was little far away from the baby Nimai, immediately the ladies, immediately what they did, they get hold of Nimai. Before that, you know, the snake can provide any harm to the child. They immediately caught hold of the Lord, took him to their laps. And what they said, Chirajivi hao kari nari gana bole. And they were blessing him with the words, may you live for a long life. So this is the another thing that we have to understand, the mood of all the Navadvipasis. Just like Vrajavasis, all the Navadvipasis were also in the Raganuga Bhakti, in the mood of Raganuga. Because, who are we to bless the child, to bless the Supreme Lord? You know, of course, all the blessings come from the Supreme Lord. But here the ladies, they are saying, Chirajivi ho, may you live a long life. That means they are taking our own Nimai as just an ordinary child. Because for them, he is not a Supreme Lord. Even though that Brahmana has read the astrological charts, and even Nilambarshak Chakravarti has mentioned that his stars are equivalent to that of Narayan. But for them, it's very hard to believe, very, very hard to believe that he is Narayan. And that's what the mood of a devotee is. The pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, when they are into any kind of relationship, they stick to that relationship. And that is what is Raganuga Bhakti. That is what is needed. Like our dear Krishna, when he is there in Vrindavan, so many demons come and Krishna was slaying them. You know, he was killing them one after another. But what was the mood of Mother Yashoda? She was chanting simply Narayan mantras so that her darling child, her Krishna, is saved. You know, that is what is needed. And that is what was the mood. They were in the Vatsalya Bhav. They were in the parental mood. All the Navadvipasis, all the ladies were in the parental mood. And because of that parental affection towards Nimai, naturally the blessings come out. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, also our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sakala Jagate Mora Kare Vaidhi Bhakti, that the entire world is involved in that Vaidhi Bhakti, doing all kinds of rules and regulations, following everything. But Vidhi Bhakti Vraja Bhava Paye Nahi Shakti. But Mahaprabhu says that yes, without the mood of Raganuga Bhakti, you cannot achieve Raja Bhakti. If you want to achieve Raja Bhakti, if you want to achieve Navadvip Bhakti, then you have to come up to the level of Raganuga Bhakti. Even Arjun is considered to be the best friend of Krishna. But we know when Arjun saw the divine form of the Supreme Lord, the universal form of the Supreme Lord, immediately he came down from his Sakya Bhav to that awe and reverence, into Dasya Bhav, into surrendered mood, right? And he started offering prayers. He said, Krishna, I want to be your Shishya. I want to be your disciple. You are my spiritual master, so instruct me. But when it comes to Vraja Bhakti, no matter whatever you say to Mother Yashoda, she'll say, okay, enough of enough, he's my child, and you know, if I don't feed him, then as Nityananda Prabhu was saying in Dallas, that he'll be a homeless beggar if I don't feed my child. So that's the mood of all the Vrajavasis and Navadvipasis. So the ladies also, being in that parental affection, being in that Vatsalya Bhav, they were blessing the child. Chirajiveho, may you have a long life. Chirajiva Bhava. Keha raksha bande keha pade swasti vani ange keha deya Vishnu pado kaka ani. They were raksha bande. They were chanting that raksha mantras, that swasti mantras, the mantras to invoke all auspiciousness, so that no, all the vigna may be just go, all the difficulties, all the problems may just leave that house, and all the auspiciousness should prevail in the vicinity where our Nimai is. So for that, they were chanting some swasti mantras, some raksha mantras, ange keha deha Vishnu pada, and they were sprinkling some charanamrit on him so that he is always well protected. So in the word swasti vani, swasti is composed of su and asti, which indicate a blessing. That means all good unto you, giving all auspiciousness. And the word Vishnu padokaka refers to the Ganga water, or the water that is used to bathe Shaligram Shila. So we all know that Shaligram Shila or Govardhan Shila has to be bathed with Ganga water. And sometimes, you know, especially in the West, when we have this, we get this opportunity to serve Shaligram Shila, and often we don't get Ganga water here. So, and even while doing some deity worship in the temple, when we do some, you know, bathing ceremony, then, you know, we don't have those Ganga water. So what we do, we invoke all the Ganga, all the holy rivers into that water. We invoke with the mantra, Ganga Chai, Yamuna Chai, Godavari, Saraswati. So we just invoke all the holy rivers in that water, and then we use it for bathing our Shaligram Shila or doing any kind of deity worship. Even for Achaman, it is said that we should always chant that mantra in the water, invoking the presence of all the holy rivers, and then with that water we should do that Achaman before entering the altar of the Supreme Lord. So this way, they were also, because the Ganga was flowing there in Navadvip, so what they did, they sprinkled some Ganga water so that the child is protected, and they blessed the child, and they was chanting all the auspicious mantras, the swasti mantras, so that the auspiciousness is there around the vicinity of the child. Keha bole balakara punarjanma haila, keha bole jati sarpate hina langila. So now the snake has left, child is well protected, but still they were discussing. And that's what it is, you know, sometimes the episode is over, circumstances are complete, everything is well in place, but still the tendency is to discuss. And when we discuss all these mundane things, then it's simply a waste of time. But when we are discussing something related to Krishna or related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, related to the Supreme Lord, then it becomes a kirtan. It becomes a, you know, discussing the pastime of the Supreme Lord. So it becomes a service. It becomes a devotional service. So what they were engaged, they were simply discussing the same pastime. Snake has gone, child is well protected, but still they were discussing. And what they were saying, somebody was saying, Bale kera puna janma haila, that our child has taken a second birth. He was about to die because snake would have done any harm to the child and child would have been gone. But by the will of the providence, they were thinking that their child is saved. So their child has gone a new birth and he has received a new life. And jati, somebody was saying, jati sarpa teha na langila. And were saying, no, this snake was not an ordinary snake. This was some special snake. And that's why, you know, he did not harm that child. He did not bite him and he simply left. So that was not an ordinary snake, but some special snake. So this is how, you know, they were discussing that pastime. They want to, you know, they cannot come out of it because it was not something ordinary that happened. For us, you know, it looks like, well, he was Ananta. What harm he can do to our Nimai? But put ourselves, if you put yourself in the shoes of Mother Shachi, then try to understand that Mother Shachi doesn't know that he is Ananta. Mother Shachi doesn't know that my child is Krishna. For her, it's her child, and her child is in danger. So naturally, you know, it was difficult for her to come out. Even the situation is over, but still for her, it was difficult to come out of that situation. And so simply they were discussing. Somebody said, this child has received a new life. And someone said, that was a special snake, and therefore he did not bite him. So the word Jati Sarpa refers to a great snake. I'm sorry, the word Jati Sarpa, it's not Jati, it's Jati Sarpa, means a great snake, the king of snakes, who serves as a bed for the Lord to sleep on. Now, this is the conclusion of our Saraswati Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. But here, the Navadvipvasis were thinking that, no, this snake was not an ordinary snake. They were not thinking that he's Ananta and he has come to play and he has come to see the child or to participate in the pastimes. You know, they were not oblivious of this fact. But what they were thinking is that this was some special snake, and that's why, you know, he did not do any harm and he simply left. And the word teni means that is why, for this reason. Na langila means, the word langila means bitten. So that child was saved and that snake has not bitten the child. Hase Prabhu Gaura Chandra Sabara Chaiya Puna Puna Yaya Sava Anane Dhariya. So Hase Prabhu Gaura Chandra Sabara Chaiya. So now Gaura Chandra is casting his sidelong glance onto everybody. And everybody was there and he was simply smiling. And he smiled. He tried again and again to go and catch the snake, but they all repeatedly stopped him. Puna Puna Yaya. He was going again and again, crawling and try to grab the snake, but everybody was taking the child in their laps and was refraining him to go and catch the snake again. Bhakati tare sabha vede gopya sune samsara bhujanga tare na kare langane. So now our Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving a phalashruti of such a beautiful pastime he discussed. He gave it to us and he said, Bhakti kariye sabha veda gopya shune. These confidential topics, these confidential childhood pastimes of our Gaura Sundar, whosoever hears it with devotion, with bhakti, samsara bhujanga, he will never be bitten by the snake of material existence. Samsara bhujanga. Bhujanga means the snake, and samsara means this worldly existence. So definitely this worldly existence, this samsara, is also a snake. You know, it can come and bite any one of us in any time. We have no time to be decided that one day this snake will come. This snake personified as death can come any time, and this is samsara. Tare na kare langhane. And the person who hears this pastime will never be bitten by the snake of material existence. Yes, this material existence, you know, let's read the purport. It's a very beautiful purport. The word samsara bhujanga refers to the snake of material existence. When such a snake bites a living entity, he becomes afflicted with the poison of material enjoyment, which increases his attachment for material existence. So when we get attachment for material existence, that means we have turned our face away from Krishna. So when we turn away from Krishna, we start feeling comfortable in this material existence. And we know that this material existence is dukkhalyam ashashvatam. Now, of course, this is dukkhalyam. Now, someone says that, oh, no, why it is dukkhalyam? I have money. I have my health insurance. I have my life insurance. I have wonderful cars. I have my children, they are well settled. I have a nice, you know, well family. I'm well educated. I have, you know, nice job, nice business. Where it is dukkhalyam? It is nowhere dukkhalyam. You know, your Bhagavad Gita is wrong. It's saying it's dukkhalyam. Well, it is sukkhalyam. I have everything. We forget But in the next word says, ashashvatam, that it's not going to long for last. It is temporary. So no matter for now, it seems that, you know, if we are well situated, then it seems that, well, it is sukhalyam, there is no problem, everything is going on smoothly. But for how long? How long? One day the snake of death will come and everything will be taken away from us. So we should not get any attachment towards this material existence. Any attachment to material existence is actually the way to hell, because it's not going to lead us anywhere. 1 minute. Somebody's unmuted. Okay, thank you. So this the attachment is needed. Yes, the attachment is needed. But for whom? For Krishna. For Krishna's services. For Krishna's devotees. To serve Krishna. To serve Krishna's devotees. To chant Krishna's names. Yes, that rati, that asakti, that attachment is needed. But if that attachment is towards the material existence, there is no hope at all. In this way, the conditioned living entity is afflicted by the poison of enjoyment and consider himself to be the enjoyer. And the moment we think that we are the enjoyer, I'm the proprietor, I'm the controller, I'm the master, immediately Krishna will put into a situation where we have no hope, so that we can just claim that I am the supreme. No hope as such. Krishna will immediately put a situation where we'll be so helpless that even our money, even our relatives, even our friends, even our children, our spouse will be of no help. We know the example of Gajendra. Gajendra was, you know, being such a wonderful elephant of definitely of that heavenly planet, not of this planet also, of heavenly planet. And he was simply there with all his, so-called wives and children. But when he was put into that situation where the crocodile came and he was in the jaws of crocodile, when Gajendra was in the jaws of crocodile, nobody could help. They were there, friends were there, relatives were there, spouse were there, children were there. But then for how long? For how long? When they thought, everybody thought that now they cannot do anything, they just went on to their own way. They have to look for their food. They have to carry on their business. For how long they can stay there with Gajendra? They cannot. And finally, Gajendra was left all by himself in the jaws of that crocodile. So same here, the living entity has sometimes, you know, even if we have everything, then everything is so conducive as per the material plans. But sometimes, you know, even this so-called opulence is just a waste when some helpless conditions or circumstances come. We have seen in past 2-3 years that COVID situation was there when this pandemic was too in its extreme. There were so many well-rich people. They have everything to offer, but still they can't save the life of their near and dear ones. Why? Why this happened? Because they were thinking that they can able to protect, but ultimately everything is under the hands of the Supreme Lord. They cannot do anything. So that kind of understanding we should have, that no matter if we start feeling comfortable in this material existence, thinking that everything is going on my way and, you know, everything is good. No, it's never going to last. We should understand that it is ashashvatam. It is temporary. It's good now, and the next moment everything will be taken away and we'll be left with nothing. So we will be afflicted by the poison of enjoyment and consider ourselves to be the enjoyer. So we should not ever try to put ourselves into this kind of situation. And how can we avoid it? By always taking a humble position that I am nothing. Nothing is under my control. Everything happens as per the will of the providence, as per the will of the Supreme Lord. So let me be Sharanagat. Let me be surrendered unto the Supreme Lord. He is the only one who is going to protect me. Even if something mishappening happened to me, he will be the one who will be giving me the right understanding to handle that situation. So this is what is the complete surrenderance, Atmanivedanam. Right? He then continually searches that person who is afflicted by this poison. Then he continually searches for material happiness simply due to forgetfulness of Gaura Narayan. He forgets the presence, the cognizance of the Supreme Lord. One who properly discusses the Supreme Lord, his pastimes of sleeping on the bed of Anantashesh, never considers the Supreme Lord, who is full in six opulences, to be anything like the conditioned souls who are under the control of Maya. Such a person knows himself to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, Jivire Swarupa Hoye Nithire Krishna Das. He is not agitated by the thirst for material enjoyment. And in this condition, one may refer to such statements as found in Srimad Bhagavatam. He will be never afraid of you, sarva papa pramuchyate. He is sure to become free from all sinful reactions. So this is the benediction, this is the phalashruti that our Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving to us, that when we hear this beautiful pastime, you know, then this snake of this material existence will give no harm to us. Why? Because we are ultimately protected by the Supreme Lord. We'll just continue with the flow, and I'll speak for an hour and then we'll stop. So I've not decided till how many verses we'll cover, but we'll just go with the flow. Ei mate dine dine shi sachi nandana hanti akaraya prabhu angane brahmana. So this way, our Nimai, in this way, Shri Sachinandan, he eventually now started walking in the courtyard of the house. So till now, our Nimai was crawling, maybe around 6 to 8 months. And now our Nimai is around 11 months to 1 year, in which the child starts normally walking. So now our Nimai started walking. Janiya kandarpa koti sarvangera rupa chandera lageya sada dekhite se mukha. And our Nimai is going beautiful after beautiful. He is being so beautiful now. Janiya kandarpa koti. His beauty was defeating millions. Kandarpa koti. Koti means millions. Millions of kandarpa. Millions of cupid. If put together, and our Nimai's beauty was surpassing the beauty of millions of those cupids. And Chandera Lagya Sade Dekhite Se Mukha. And even our moon, our this Nimai is, who is he? He's Gaura Chandra, right? But our moon, the moon of this world was also thinking, let me see the beauty of the Supreme Lord. He also desired to see his face, the moon god personally. Suvalita mastake chanara bhala keshe kamala nayana yena gopala raveshe. Suvalita mastake. Mastake means the forehead. Beautiful, beautiful mastak, beautiful forehead. Chanara bhala keshe. You know, kesha means the locks of the hairs actually. So the locks of hair, the curling locks of hair were there on the beautiful forehead and on the cheeks of our Nimai. Kamala Nayana, and his eyes are like a lotus eyes. And Yena Gopala Ravesha, and he was just looking like a Gopal. He is actually Gopal. He is a Gopal. He is Krishna. But he just looked like a Gopal. Suvalita means nicely decorated, and Chanchara means curly. And Bhala Kesha means that all the hairs were all over his forehead. So this was the beauty. And the body of Sri Mahaprabhu is non-different from the body of Krishna. So very beautiful he writes. Our Krishna is beautiful. Srimati Radharani is beautiful. Now if someone says, who is more beautiful? Radharani is more beautiful or Krishna is more beautiful? Well, our Nimai is most beautiful. Why? Because he's the combination of Mahaprabhu, of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So our Mahaprabhu is non-different from Sri Krishna and Radharani, and he's rather the combination of Radha and Krishna. So he's most beautiful, right? So the body of Mahaprabhu is non-different from the body of Krishna. His external complexion is that of Sri Radhika, golden complexion, and his internal mood is like that of the gopis. Therefore, he was seen in the dress of a cowherd boy. So he was just looking like a Gopala. And yesterday also we were singing, you know, that reflects the same verse that we read.
Sundar bala shachi dulala nachate shri hari kirtan me bhale chandana tilak manohar bhale chandana tilak manohar alika shobhe kapulan me
bhale chandana tilak manohar. Very beautiful tilak was there on the face of Mahaprabhu, on the face of Nimai, which was looking so beautiful. Chandan, that sandalwood tilak. And alaka shobhe kapolaname. Alaka means the locks of hairs, the, you know, the hairs were beautifying because they were there on the kapola. And the kapola means on the cheeks of our Nimai. So this is also saying, Suvalita mastake chanchara bhala kesha kamala nayana yena gopala ravesha. Text number 18.
Ajanu lambita bhuja aruna adhara sakala lakshana yukta vaksha parishara.
So now Vrindavan Das Thakur is, you know, he's glorifying our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's glorifying Nimai's beauty. And now he's saying, Ajanu lambita bhuja. That Mahaprabhu's hands reached to his knees. So we all know that this is one of the 32 symptoms of a great personality. And one of the symptoms is that the personality when stands, then his arms extend to the knees.
Achanu lambita bhujau yugala kanaka putali deha arunambara shobita kalevara.
This is also actually by Vrindavan Das Thakur only. He writes a beautiful bhajan. So, Ajanu Lambita, his Janu again means knees. So, his arms were extending down to his knees. And Aruna Adhara. Aruna means the as soon as the sun rises, you know, as soon as the sun rises, the darkness goes away. Yes, for sure. But also, the entire sky is golden, is reddish, not golden, but it's orangish, reddish color. And that was the color of the adhara, of the lips of our Nimai. Sakala lakshana yukta vaksha parishara. And he was adored. His was all the symptoms, definitely all the auspicious symptoms was there. And he was decorated and his chest was broad, you know, his chest was broad, his waist was thin. And he was decorated with all the auspicious symptoms. So Aruna, I was just thinking that, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that his adhara was Aruna. But our Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was writing Sachishutashtakam, you know, we all know this, Nava Gauravaram Navaleyakaram. In that he writes, you know, Aruna Nayanam Charanam Vasanam Vadanis Kalitam. Swakanamadharam, you know, that's the verse he says. So what he's saying is that his Aruna Nayanam, his eyes are also Aruna, his eyes are also reddish. And his Vasanam, you know, his clothes are also reddish. And his Charanam, his feet are also reddish. So everything is reddish. And now our Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that his lips, his Adhara are also Aruna. Yeah, the color of reddish orangish color.
Sahaje Aruna Gaura Deha Manohara.
He's saying that not only his lips, but his entire body is Aruna.
Vishesha Angulikara Charana Sundara.
And yes, his entire body was actually resembling like a color of the rising sun, but Vishesh Roop means specifically his Anguli, his fingers. Kara, his hands, and his charana, his lotus feet, and they were extremely beautiful.
Balaka swabhave prabhu yavachali yaya rakta pada hena dekhi maya trasapaya.
That his lotus feet, you know, his kara, his anguli, his charana, everything was of Aruna, everything is of reddish, orangish. And to an extent that sometimes it happens, then
Balaka swabhave prabhu yabhi chale aaya. When our Lord Nimai would start walking as a child, rakta padahena, you know, his reddish lotus feet will bewilder Mother Sachi. You know, dekhi mai trasarpaya. And trasa means that even she'll get bewildered, she'll get frightened, thinking that, oh, my child is bleeding. So they were so beautiful, they were so reddish that even Mother Shachi would think, when Nimai would walk, Mother Shachi would also think, oh, my child is bleeding. You know, why his lotus feet are so red? That was the moon. Dekhi Shachi Jagannath bade vismita nirdhana tathapi dohe maha anandita. And seeing this, because definitely Nimai was not bleeding, right? Because his lotus feet were so reddish. And so seeing this, Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, they were astonished and they were discussing among themselves. We'll see in the next verse. But what Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing, that Badai Vismita, they were greatly astonished, you know, and Nirdhana, they were very poor. So Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, they don't belong to some opulent Brahmana family. They were poor. Tathapi dohe maha andita, but still they were very, very happy. They are always in bliss. They are always joyful. So we know that how they lost their 8 daughters. But still now, after getting Nimai and of course Vishwaroop, the elder brother of Nimai, they were always blissful. So this is the thing, you know, that we also have to learn. Our Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur writes that if a great personality is born in a family, many of his relatives achieve liberation from material existence by his association. This is the belief of God-fearing people. Since Sachi and Jagannath Mishra considered their son a great personality, they expected good fortune in the future as well as liberation. That's for sure. But still, the mood is that, you know, what we have to understand is that money doesn't buy you anything. You know? People say that money is very, very good and, you know, it's so important. And if we have money, if we are rich, only then we can be happy. Well, our Jagannath Mishra and Mother Shachi is giving the live example that money is not everything. You know, although they were poor, but still they were so blissful. Because that bliss, that happiness, that comes not from externals, but it comes from internal. If we have money, but our health is not good, we don't get proper sleep, like there's a saying, right? Money can buy you a bed, but not a sleep. Money can buy you a food, but not hunger. So yes, externals can be fulfilled by money, but the bliss, the happiness is not about externals. It's all about internals. Our internals should be satisfied. When we are satisfied, when we are contented with whatever we have, and when we are God conscious, when we are Krishna conscious, then yes, we are blissful. We are happy because we see the hand of Krishna behind everything. So that was their condition. And then what they were discussing, Mother Shachi and Jagannath, seeing the child, Kana kani kare dohe nirjane vashiya kona mahapurusha vajana mila ashiya. Kana kani, they were whispering, you know, seeing their Nimai walking in the courtyard. They were whispering, no, this is not an ordinary child. We have been really blessed that some great personality has come and has taken birth in our family. So now in seclusion, you know, they both were discussing, both Brahman and Brahmini, both Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, they were discussing that we are so blessed that some great personality has come and taken birth in our family. Hena Bhuji Samsara Dukhera Haila Anta Janamila Amare Ghare Gena Gunavanta. Since such a qualified person has taken birth in our house, perhaps our material distress will come to an end. So they were thinking that now, because the great personality has come and has taken birth, so maybe our so-called material distress that we are having will also come to an end one day. Emana shishura riti kubhu nahi shuni niravadi nache hasi shuni haridhani. Because they were thinking that we have never heard of such a behavior of a child, where a child continuously dances and smiles upon hearing the sound of the holy name. He's such an extraordinary child that, you know, he always longed to hear the holy names. And if we stop chanting Hari, he will simply cry. So it's such an extraordinary behavior of this child. So therefore, they were thinking that they are so fortunate.
तावत क्रंदन करे प्रबोधन माने बड़ा करी हरि ध्वनि आना यावत न सुने.
So see, now again Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing the same previous pastime, that whenever he cries, he will not be pacified until he hears the loud chanting of the name of Hari. He will never stop crying. He will immediately be pacified as soon as he hears the name of Hari.
Usha kale hailayat kenari gane balak vidiyat visagare sankirtane.
Usha kale. Usha means in the morning. So in the morning only all the ladies would come, because they will be so attracted with the beauty and with the behavior of the child that it became a play, a pastime for them. So as soon as the morning, the dawn comes, in the morning all the ladies would come around the child and they'll perform sankirtan. They'll clap their hands and they'll chant Hari, 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 Hari. That becomes their daily routine now.
Hari Hari Nari Gune Deya Kare Tali Nache Gaura Sundara Balaka Kutuhali.
And as they were clapping their hands and chanting the names of Hari Hari, our Gaur Sundar would immediately and enthusiastically would dance. Yes.
सुंदर बाला शचि दुलारा नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में.
And that kirtan was done by all the Navadvipasis. All the ladies would come early in the morning and they'll perform kirtan with no mridangas, with no kartals, only with their clapping, and they'll chant the names of Hari, and our Nimai will simply dance on their kirtan, the kirtan they'll do.
गदा गदी हाया प्रभु धुलाया दुशारा उठी हसे जानी राकोलेरा उपहारा.
And the Lord would become covered with dust as he rolled on the ground, and then he would get up, he would climb on the lap of his mother, and again he would smile.
The word gadagadi yaya means rolling on the ground, and the word dushara means dust colored.
So because he is dancing, so sometimes he'll fall, he'll roll on the ground, but still he's dancing on the clapping and the kirtan of all the Navadvipasis, of all the ladies, and then he will immediately go and climb on the lap of his mother. So such a beautiful pastime. So that's already 12 or 7. So I've covered till 90. So we'll stop now. And we'll continue with this beautiful session maybe on Monday onwards. It's so blissful. It's so good to hear the childhood pastimes, to read the childhood pastimes, and especially in the association of all the lovers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in the association of like-minded devotees. It's so wonderful. So thank you all so much. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Mataji. I just had lots of takeaway points. I know when you said, you know, when we're in the helpless condition, the only thing we have left is, you know, that we need to take shelter of the Lord or his pure devotees. Just like even when Gajendra, you had given an example of Gajendra, how he took shelter of the Lord, even though his family members and his friends and everyone was there. Right when he was in the jaws, and I think they even tried to help, but then when they became in this helpless condition, then that was it. They had to leave Gajendra by himself. So that was just, you know, such a beautiful point that you made, and as well as, you know, everything, even if we have everything in right now, it's all temporary. So I know a lot of people, when I say, you know, this world is dukkhalaya mashashvatam, people tell me, I'm very happy here. And it's a good point that, you know, I can say that this is all temporary. So that's a very good point that I'll be taking away. And we need to come on the platform of Raganuga Bhakti, because if we really want to achieve the Raja Bhakti, then that's, you know, how we need to come to the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. So, and also this is very encouraging that whoever discusses or hears the confidential topics of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna with devotion, they will never be bitten by the snake of material existence. So that's very encouraging, because, you know, I'm always afraid of this material existence, you know, in Maya, whenever it can just take us over. So it's very nice that we have an opportunity in Bhakti Sangha group to have this hearing. And that's, you know, I think also we need to understand that, you know, our internal should be satisfied, even though we have everything outside, you know, we have lots of money and everything. But even then, our internal should be satisfied. And I love the example you gave, you know, we have money to buy the great bed or anything, but we cannot buy sleep with that money. So that's just so, you know, profound. That's all. So devotees at this time, I would like to ask if you guys have any questions or realizations, please go ahead. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Beautiful class. Thank you so much. I had so much anand. Thank you, Maya.
Thank you, Sri Hari Radha Mataji. And thank you so much, Megha Mataji, for summarizing all the learning points from this session. And whatever you stated is so correct. So thank you.
Thank you,
Mataji.
For your rapt listening.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please offer my humble obeisances to Jayashla Prabhupada. Thanks to all the people who commented on Mataji's class. It was very, very nice. It was a good revision. And Mataji, I really liked your reflecting of the childhood pastimes of Nimai. And it's very relishable when we hear it from someone who relishes the pastime while talking. So it was super relishable because you spoke these pastimes and you could see the involvement that you had when you were talking. I loved the way you described the snake pastime. It was so vivid. So thank you so much. And thanks for the beautiful points that you mentioned about practice of devotional service. And it was very, very meditative. I think when you express how much appreciation you have for Nimai, that a little bit rubs onto us too. So we also have a similar appreciation as you. So thank you so much. It was very meditative. I love the childhood pastimes. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti Vasthi Mataji, for giving this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your very enlightening class today, and we're very grateful to you. We do look forward to your association again in future. So if no one has any other questions, we can end the call here.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. What a beautiful class, Mataji. Mm-hmm. Very nice. You were going in the story. It was like, you know, just coming. Oh, more. So beautiful the way you are narrating the story. Was so nice, Mataji. I really like each and every point, especially the point that you were telling about, you know, it's not that money, if you have money, you can buy a bed, very fancy bed, but there is no sleep. So this is really very striking point for me, Mataji. It's like sometimes, you know, we get on pressure that, oh, still we are there itself. But, you know, when this kind of points, when we hear, we'll understand that, you know, that is not everything, and Krishna is there in our life. He will take care of everything. I really like. And the other point is, like, you are talking about the snake, the death of the snake, how much ever comfortable we are, then, like, time of the death of the snake will come and it will eat. And the other day I was reading this quote, Mataji. I just wanted to read that because I felt, you know, when you told that point, I felt that this is related. So I just want to read, Mataji said, okay, can I read this one, Srila Prabhupada quote? The mouse, they make a hole in the field for his living comfortable. You have seen these holes in the field, and the big snake, they take advantage of these holes. They enter into it and eat the mouse and live comfortably. So the mouse makes a comfortable place for the snakes. The snake's business is to enter and live comfortably. So I just was remembering this when you're talking. And such a beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much, as always. Very good.
Thank you, class, Mataji. I was simply reading. Today was just the reading session.
But the katha is so observed, right, Mataji? Even if it is reading, it is like with the emotions, right? It goes into the heart, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
I wish those emotions can be internalized in me. It's always all external. I wish one day it can internalize.
Krishna Mataji, sorry Mataji, you were saying something.
No.
I was worried that Megha Mataji would close the call. So, Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances of glory to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. It's very, very beautiful class, Mataji. As though you said it's a reading class, but as others said, it's so much of absorption you have. May we also get some of it. And please bless us, Mataji, and pray for us. And I was just thinking, you were saying the point when devotees were worried for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, being, if he would have got beaten. And I was thinking that's what Mahaprabhu comes from, right? Comes for, right? One of the internal reasons to taste the, you know, nectar of devotees' devotion. And even if we all know he is the supreme, who can take care of him? He can take care of every one of us. But still, that our emotion when we are cooking or anything, our entire thing is so personal. Otherwise, it will be so impersonal. Oh, he's Ananta Shesh, he is the Lord. They will take care of each other, and that's it. Why do we have to worry and get panicked? But that mood, it was so, so wonderful. I was just thinking on that. So just wanted to share my little understanding of that pastime, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Radha Mataji. Yeah, I really like in this case, you know, like Nityananda Prabhu would always say, is that should be the mood of a devotee, that if I don't serve my Krishna, he will become a homeless. No, but yeah, we have to, at the same time, we know that Krishna is everything and he is the Supreme Lord and he is the absolute truth. But the real mood we learn from Rajvasis, because for them is only Kana, their Lala, their Lali, you know, that's how they will always talk. So, yes, you rightly said that when we cook, we should cook in the mood that, you know, I'm the one who is cooking for Krishna, otherwise my Krishna will starve. Thank you so much.
Mataji, that kind of mood only when we are in our own home and our own altar, like, you know, my deities, since I know these are my babies or like my own children, when I go in front of them or serve them, I feel like that. But when you go to the temple, you see really, you know, that is Krishna. You can maybe... people who are worship, like changing altar, dress and everything, doing... that service to that deities, maybe they feel like that, you know, this is my, but for me, my home altar is like that, as you expressed, like that kind of mood should be there. But if I go in front of the temple or altar, I never, he's the supreme, you know, he's always the supreme. And I couldn't get that kind of mood of, as you are telling now.
Yeah,
Mataji, when you come to serve, you will feel the same, Mataji. It's more than the home, Mataji. That's what my experience.
Yeah, it's thank more. You, because when we are doing in temple services, then yes, the connection is there for sure. Like if somebody is serving Radha Kalachandji or Radha Gorakhananda or Radha Govind Devji, any temple if we are serving, we do develop that connection, that relationship. But the personal mood we can only get with our home deities. And that's why Prabhupada says that, you know, to come on to that level, you have to have that personal relationship with the Lord. And that can only be possible when day and night you have your personal deities to serve. That's why it is so important that, you know, at every home we should have at least Gaur Nitai we should have, or Gopal Seva we should have. You know, because then we can have that mood. In temple, no matter, Mataji, even if we are being serving, you know, or doing all kind of services, but still the mood is of awe and reverence, because that should be. Otherwise, we'll commit some vigra or seva parad. So in temple, they are supposed to be worshipped with awe and reverence. Mm. But in home, there is that loving relationship is there.
Thank you, Mataji, for clarifying. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that was so wonderful. I just wanted to go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Kirtita Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. What a very, very relishable class, Mataji. It brought so much joy. The way you speak also and the way you were explaining the past time. So beautiful, Mataji. It just was very blissful. Thank you so much, Mataji. I missed, I think, the first 20 minutes, but I'll go back and listen to that, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Indule Kamapati. Thank you for your presence.
Yes, I would like to also read the comments that we receive in chat, Mataji. It's for your appreciation here. From AR Flavior.
Mataji, I've already read that, and thank you everyone who glorified it. Real glory goes to Prabhupada, real glory goes to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has narrated these beautiful pastimes. I was just a parrot that just repeating without even understanding.
Simply. It was beautiful, Mataji. So blissful. It came from your heart. I can feel that. So thank you so much. Okay. So now if no one else have any questions, we can end the call here. Again, thank you so much, Mataji, for such an enlightening class today. And again, we do hope that you come every time and give us your association. So, vancha kalpatarupyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
Ananta koti vaishnavindakicha.
Vindakicha. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.